Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire risk Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color on this Tuesday morning from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. And by the way, a special shout-out tonight to a brand-new affiliate, and that would be none other than WMXI 98.1 FM over there in Laurel, Hattiesburg, Ellisville, and Collins, Mississippi. And welcome aboard, you guys over there. We hope you're going to enjoy what you're going to hear. And I understand you came aboard last night, and I didn't know it, or I would have said hello to you last night. Okay, so there you go. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget everybody out there working on the Third Watch doing what they're doing. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail sellers centers to the post offices and beyond. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel out there. Thanks for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter, all with the same handle, at Captain's America. That gets you in there. Any one of those, you'll find us. And, of course, we have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And this is the point of the show where I bring in Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California, and we are going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. So, welcome, Kyle.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody. And, yes, good morning to WMXI.
You betcha. Well, there we go. Okay, guys, thank you very much there. We got them back in off the porch. By the way, it's a fairly comfortable night here, 83 degrees, clear, and we do have a little breeze coming off the Gulf, so it's not, humid by any stretch of the imagination. All right, are you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm going to start out in the following manner. There's a couple of polls that caught my fancy yesterday, and it's going to lead right into the first story we're going to talk about. First of all, Joe Biden is the least popular president right now in the last 75 years. Are you surprised?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, his approval rating 18 months into his presidency is lower than any other president's in more than 75 years, according to 538 polling. That is a polling service, and they're usually spot on. They're pretty close. They came out with that poll yesterday. Now, Biden's approval rating, which dropped to 38.4%, is historically lower than any other modern-day president, with the exception of Harry Truman, who in his second year of office, 1946, his approval rating was only 33% with 18 months into his term.
Right.
Now, the New York Times came out with a poll where only 1% of the voters view Joe Biden's economy as excellent. That's horrible.
Because what about the 99? Exactly.
That don't agree with anything he's doing economically. Now, let's get into that for a second. Because President Joe Biden's economy is in a desperate strait. We all know that. A New York Times Siena poll, now that's a college in New York, revealed that on Monday. Only 1% of voters view Biden's economy as excellent, and just 9% said Biden's economy is good. 29% said the economy is just fair, while the majority, 58%, said the economy is poor and getting worse.
This is really, really significant. You add in the 13% of voters who think the country's on the right track. 77 think it's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and 80-some-odd percent to believe the Congress is not doing their job.
Right, exactly. In other words, these polls are an absolute earthquake seismic event beyond a biblical proportions for the Biden administration.
Okay. Now, yesterday we heard from the Biden White House. They let something slip, and we're not hearing exactly who it was, but it was someone in the Biden White House said it's time to replace Harris. Well, how about if we replace both of them? Can you do that at the same time, replace both Biden and Harris?
I suppose there's some mechanism for that if they both resign on the same day. He gets 25th Amendmented out of there.
This is one of the damned if you do, damned if you don't type deals, because I don't see either one of them helping us get out of the mess we're in that they created.
Well, exactly right. Now, what's happening, of course, too, Captains, you've also got another poll out there that says 94% of Democrats under the age of 30 don't want Joe Biden, of course, to ever run again for president. So they're really starting to run into this brick wall. And so they have to solve these problems, and whether or not they would replace Joe Biden, but it's first off, they'd have to figure out what to do with Kamala Harris, where to send her, how do you promote her out of the vice presidency where she'll accept it, or it looks like it'll work, and then bring in somebody else that they could appoint that would have a better overall appeal.
Well, the key word here is we're almost to the point of no return, because the Democrats are likely going to hand the November midterms to the Republicans on a silver platter, and it will most likely do the same again in 2024, because we're going to go through two cycles here, because the people are not going to put up with what we're seeing. What's going to happen with the first go-around is the Democrats will no longer be in charge of the House or the Senate, in my opinion. And then the next election will be for all the marbles, the president and everything else. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to The Captain's America, Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. This segment is brought to you by our friend Mike Liddell at MyPillow, who's offering the continuation of his BOGO extravaganza. Now, he's got different combinations of things that he's selling, and you can go all on over to the website, MyPillow.com, go into the Radio Listener Specials page, always use the promo code CAPTAIN, that gets you the discounts from what you see in there, and you will save a bunch of money. Now, we'll give you an example of what they're doing right now. You've got the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the best bed sheets that there is anywhere. The Giza Elegance MyPillows, which are the fancy-dancy pillows, buy one, get one. The six-piece towel sets, those are the ones that actually will wrap around a large person, so you don't need to worry about that. How about that? And the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, which are the ones that travel to go with you, and they've got the little decorations on them, like the murals outdoors and the flag and all that, and so much more. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. And you've got to go over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and take a look and see all the things they've got there. Now, if you just want to buy one item, you'll save 66%. But again, it takes the promo code CAPTAIN to do it. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. When they're gone, they're gone. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, the phone number, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and happy shopping. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to finish this this notion about Kamala and Joe. Now, there's all kinds of rumors. All kinds of rumors. And some of Biden's closest allies are looking into the possibility right now, this is all the backyard, backroom talk, of replacing Vice President Kamala Harris, whose complete lack of accomplishment as VP, coupled with her never-ending penchant for blabbering at the most ridiculous of word salads and her little laughs that she gives at the wrong moments, that become an albatross around the neck of an equally inept president. Now, these people think that she's dragging him down, but I'm telling you right now, he's doing a pretty good job of dragging himself down.
Well, they both, I think, fit the albatross sort of definition for very similar reasons, but they're doing it in different ways. He's the president, of course, and he goes out and does these things where he reads off the teleprompter prompts and this kind of stuff, among other things, obviously. But Kamala Harris, Captain, I think the reason why these rumors are even there in the first place, in this backroom talk like you're talking about, is because she doesn't inspire any kind of confidence. There's no confidence, I think, even across the country, that God forbid something happens to the president, that she would step in and take over, and everybody would feel like there's a steady hand on the tiller of the ship of state, as it were. And she just hasn't engendered that at all because of all those different things you just mentioned. So yeah, they've got to figure out this problem of how do we get people to have some kind of confidence in the top two people in our government.
Well, it's not going to happen because obviously you can't trust somebody that's standing up there in front of the camera and you know they're lying to you. And you know they're lying. I mean, you know it. You've got to know they're lying to you. If you don't, you're a damn fool, a damn ignorant fool, because these people are saying things that are easy to verify or to not verify.
Well, sure, but at the end of the day, I think Harris is just a machine politician, basically. But what could they do with Kamala Harris? Could they make her into, I don't know, we've got a climate change
Secretary of State.
She could be Secretary of State. Well, Blinken would have to resign or be asked to resign, I guess.
Well, tell me, he's doing a bang-up job.
Well, of course not. Of course not. So, yeah, but there are options. I mean, maybe they could make her the fossil fuel eradicator or something, or the COVID czar or something. You know, they'd have to come up with something where they would make it sound like she's doing this great transition. But then, and I'll just throw this out there, Captain, then they could go to somebody like a Gavin Newsom, governor of California, and say, we want to appoint you vice president. You know, in other words, because he would fit that description mm-hmm. of being younger and also being someone who has some other mm-hmm. kind of experience. Yeah.
Well, now we've got to go to the next story, which is something that just it's got me scratching my head. First of all, the Biden team got into a little bit of a shouting match between a Parkland dad, a shooting victim's father, who stood up and wanted to say something to Joe Biden. He says, this is the only chance I've got to talk to you, and I just want to say something. And he never got the chance. The president shouted over to him. He says, sit down. And then a couple of moments later, the guy was still standing, still trying to say something. He says, okay, let him talk. And then it got quiet. Well, you know why it got quiet?
Why's that?
The Secret Service went over and whisked him off and out of the Rose Garden.
Wow. Well, that's...
I'm sorry. That was a huge mistake. And again, the Parkland School, which was where?
In Florida, yeah.
That's right. Stoneman Douglas High School, which was in Florida. A father of a son that was killed there in that shooting. Okay? Now, let me just say that thank you, Joe Biden, for just handing the Republicans Florida with your action.
Well, it certainly will have, you know, pretty major electoral implications, that's for sure. But at the same time, it just shows again that Joe Biden may not be aware of some of these very important things when he goes out to these political events and can't process them quickly enough to realize, oh, this is something I should do, something I shouldn't do, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, here's what he told the Miami Herald, and this is the father He says, there's nothing to celebrate. It's a big lie. We lie between ourselves thinking we have a solution to this when we actually don't. There was no need for this event. None at all. It was my chance to say something to the president, and that's a chance we don't have every single day. That's pretty much what this is all about. I tried to say something, and he wouldn't let me.
Right. Yeah. He wasn't going to be disruptive. This was some. It sounded like a pretty good time to be able to address the leadership. That's right.
No, he was going to be respectful, but he never got the chance. And what's wrong with letting a grieving father say something?
Well, obviously nothing. Exactly. But again, I think too, Captain. I think that the Biden team, as it were, is so terrified of these kinds of things materializing, these gaffes and these big errors and judgments and mistakes. They are trying so hard to control it all, but yet all this continues to get through.
Well, here's how they're doing. 64% of Democrats would like to see President Joe Biden replaced before the 2024 presidential election, according to polling done by the New York Times and Siena College, which we just got into here a few minutes ago. But there's more, and this is something different. Only 1 in 3 Democrats cited Biden's age as the reason why they want someone new. The real reason is he's not doing the job he was elected to do. Just 13% of registered voters think the country's going in the right direction. That's the lowest it's been ever since Biden's been around. And when asked about the country's most critical problem, 20% said jobs and the economy, 15% said the cost of living and education, and 5% said it was abortion.
Yeah, that puts a lot into perspective. I think we have to remember, too, I think some of these Democrats, when they say they don't like the job he's doing, it's because it's not far enough over to the left in some cases. But overall, I think it has to do with the jobs, the economy. All of a sudden, all that opportunity, Captain, evaporated virtually overnight. The inflation expanded virtually overnight, well before Vladimir Putin decided to invade Ukraine, by the way, as we've pointed out many times here on the program. And it just all goes into the mix, and they've had enough.
Now, a possible silver lining, and then we'll let that drop. 44% of respondents said that they'd suggest they would support Biden in a general election compared to 41% for Donald Trump. And that's because Democrats still overwhelmingly prefer Biden to his predecessor. But these are Democrats. These aren't other people.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that's a very interesting aspect of this. Because time will play out.
Because former President Trump has got a huge lead elsewhere, more than enough to take care of Joe Biden if the election were held today.
Exactly. And that is factoring into their mix, Captain, about who would be the nominee, standard bearer, and if they make any changes between now and then.
All right. Well, let's. We got a break we're coming up on. Okay, folks, when we come back from the break, the American Petroleum Institute yesterday came up with a 10-point plan that they've submitted to the government, to the Congress, and the White House to lower the fuel cost. Now, I'm going to tell you what the 10-point plan is. It makes perfect sense to me, and it adds more jobs and more revenue, tax revenue, to the baseline of the United States. Makes perfect sense to me. We'll see what you guys think about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A judge has ruled that several of Minnesota's abortion restrictions violate the state constitution. Ramsey County District Court Judge Thomas Gilligan ruled against the state's 24-hour waiting period after consulting with a healthcare provider. He also did away with the requirement that young people notify both parents before they can receive abortion care and other rules. The ruling took effect immediately. At least one group is calling for an appeal. Scientists are keeping an eye on a new COVID-19 variant called BA.2.75. It's not clear if it could cause more serious illness than other Omicron variants, including the more prominent BA5. The latest mutation has been spotted in India and appears to be spreading faster than other variants there. The Dow and the S&P 500 closed down on Wall Street Monday. However, the Nasdaq closed up. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot. I've been taking Relief Factor religiously for going on 8 years. I take it to start my day, or in my case, my evening, because I took it around midnight or so. And that gets me going for the day, and it helps to control the inflammation and the swelling that I have in my left foot, ankle, and leg, as well as my right foot and ankle from time to time. And it works. That's why I'm telling you about it. It works. If it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. But I believe in it. It's a good product, and the ingredients that are in it will help you if you've got back pain, shoulder pain, neck, hip, knee, foot pain, elbow, hands, fingers, whatever. And by the way, somebody took it because they had a headache, and he got rid of the headache, but I'm not sure we're supposed to do that. It just did. So we'll see. But the jury's out on that, I guess. But the ingredients that are in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates the pain by going right straight to the source or wherever the pain is. Now, you might have pain in your wrist. You might have pain in your elbow. Guess what? This hits both places. And don't ask me how, but it works. I know because I use it. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Try the three-week quick start of Relief Factor, because after all, Kyle, what do we tell them?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. There's nothing worse than being in pain and not being able to sleep at night. Wow. Been there, done that way too many times. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And by the way, we want to say hello again to all the new listeners on the newest affiliate for the Captain's America Third Watch. That's 98.1 FM WMXI. And this is in the Laurel, Hattiesburg, Ellisville, and Collins area in Mississippi. So welcome once again.
You got to work on your Hattiesburg a little bit. It's Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg. And let's get the all down right. I love the South, okay? You know why? Because I was stationed in the South back years ago, and it took me about 2 or 3 months to wind up saying y'all to everybody. It drove my parents nuts when I went home, and I went, "How y'all doing?" But it's great. I love it. The people are fantastic. Okay, here's the 10 policies the American Petroleum Institute is proposing that lawmakers could pursue and act on right now. Number one, lift the development restrictions on federal lands and waters. You know what that's all about, right?
Right, right.
They're actually stopping lands that had already been approved for offshore oil leases and sales. The terms were there, money was paid, and they stopped it. So that's item number one. And that was Biden that did that. Item number two, designate critical energy infrastructure projects. Kyle, when's the last time we built a refinery in the United States?
I know it's got to be a long time ago.
40 years ago.
Yeah.
We're constantly rebuilding, retooling. If we have a refinery that blows up and goes offline, we are in huge trouble. Now, Congress should authorize critical energy infrastructure projects to support the production, processing, and delivery of energy. I keep telling everybody about Pensacola, Florida, and even the people in Pensacola know what I'm talking about. The Navy base that sits up there is the perfect place to put a refinery and a deep water port so that the ships can come in and they can bring their oil in there and then put it in a pipeline and away it goes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Now, the next one is fix the National Environmental Policy Act permitting process. It stinks. Now, it limits reviews right now, or limit the reviews to 2 years instead of these economic environmental things you got to put through that it can take 3 or 4 years to accomplish, and they just sit in their duff and do something that could have been done in half the time. Reduce the bureaucratic burdens placed on project proponents in terms and size and scope of the application submissions. This has to be done. Get rid of all the bureaucrat nonsense that's in there.
Well, exactly right. Captain, the whole problem of being able to generate this kind of thing very quickly, especially when we have the problems we have around the world, this is also a national security issue. So streamlining that is ever so important.
Now, do you know what we should be selling the heck out of right now?
What's that?
LNG. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's the liquefied natural gas.
That's right. We should accelerate our LNG exports and approve pending LNG applications. Congress should amend the Natural Gas Act to streamline the Department of Energy to a single approval process for all of the U.S. liquefied natural gas projects. The Department of Energy should approve pending LNG applications to enable the U.S. to deliver reliable energy to our allies abroad.
Yes, very, very cool.
Instead of, well, I think we can get you a ship this week. Maybe next month. Now, unlock the investment and access to capital. The Securities and Exchange Commission should reconsider its overly burdensome and ineffective climate disclosure proposal, and the Biden administration should ensure open capital markets where access is based upon individual company merit, free from artificial constraints based on government-preferred investment allocations.
Well, exactly.
In other words, take the government the hell out of it.
Well, sure.
All right, now, dismantling the supply chain bottlenecks. We all know what's going on when it comes to the supply chain. We've seen it. We understand it. If you got a port where they can't get in over here, they go into a port over there. And if they can't go into the port over there, they'll sit offshore. There's no need to sit anywhere. We got enough seaports in this country. You just take the ship and bring it over here to the Gulf
or you take it up the East Coast and unload it over there. Now, President Biden should rescind steel tariffs that remain on imports from U.S. allies, as steel is a critical component of energy production, transportation, and refining. Now, the Biden administration should also accelerate efforts to relieve port congestion so that equipment necessary for energy development can be delivered and installed and not have to sit out to sea and wait.
Yeah, another great idea.
Well, that's me, Mr. Idea. By the way, advancing the lower carbon energy tax provisions. Congress should expand and extend Section 45Q of the tax credits for carbon capture, utilization, and storage development and create a new tax credit for hydrogen produced from all sources.
Very interesting, yes.
Now, protect the competition and the use of refining technologies. The Biden administration should immediately ensure that future federal agency rulemakings continue to allow U.S. refineries to use the existing critical process technologies to produce the fuels needed for global energy markets.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
They're tinkered with that, too, and they shouldn't be. And ending the permitting obstruction on natural gas projects, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission should cease efforts to overstep its permitting authority under the Natural Gas Act.
That's right. Yes.
And finally, advance the energy workforce of the future. Congress and the Biden administration could immediately put 150,000 people to work tomorrow. They should support the training and education of a diverse workforce through increased funding of work-based learning and advancement of STEM programs to nurture the skills necessary to construct and operate oil, natural gas, and other energy infrastructure onshore and offshore. And believe me, the people that lost their jobs and were working offshore would love to go right back to doing what they were doing.
Well, certainly. And creating jobs is always a huge plus.
And these are big-paying jobs, too.
Well, exactly. They're highly specialized.
Yep.
One of the things I will say, Captain, of course, is that this 10-point plan makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite, have essentially declared that all petroleum and energy, things like this, it's all bad and it has to be supplanted. And I suppose they just want a lot of windmills, for example. This is, again, they run right into common sense. They won't do the things needed to be done in order to help the American people because their ideology says they can't do it. And so that's why it's so important to vote in the November midterms and in the next presidential election, because you might be able to implement a lot of these great ideas.
We have an opportunity right now in November of this year, during the midterms, to stop the Democrats in their tracks of what they're trying to do to the country. That's number one. Now, does that mean we're going to get everything put through that we need to get put through right away? Only if we have a supermajority to override the veto. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's doubtful that that would happen. It would be great if it did, but at the very least, putting the brakes overall on the Biden administration agenda will be a very good thing.
But it could happen in 2024 when we vote for the president.
That's right.
Right now, we need to stop this freight train coming at us. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Going to take a look at the roads. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Mississippi in the middle of a dry spell. Jimmy Rogers on the
of Miles, Black Velvet. That goes out to our new friends in Mississippi up there at WMXI 98.1 FM, Laurel, Hattiesburg, and Company. And Kyle, I bet LJ woke up on that one.
Yeah, I would think so. And there it is again, Atlanta Miles. That is such a great song.
Oh, I love that guitar. I love that bass.
Oh, yeah, I think it goes back to 1989 and still sounds great today.
All right, well, let me read this weather first, and then I'll give it to you. Dangerously hot conditions with high temperatures in the triple digits are expected over parts of Texas and Utah Tuesday. In the meantime, no area in particular is going to have disturbed weather today, but there will be the chance of some thunderstorms mixed up across the Mississippi River region as well as over into the southeast. We've been having a lot of afternoon thunderstorms, especially here in the state of Florida. And there's a storm, believe it or not, that we talked about this week. A low-pressure system moved down into the Gulf and caught up with an area of unorganized weather that's about maybe 100 miles offshore. And it's just sitting there, and it's the longer it sits out there, the greater the chances it has of becoming something. So if the something keeps it out there for 3 or 4 days before it decides to do whatever, it's probably going to develop into a tropical depression or a tropical storm with a lot of rain and move back across the peninsula of Florida and maybe go up the East Coast is what it looks like. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, what a difference a day makes. You know, we've been following this fire called the Washburn Fire in California in the Yosemite Valley area, especially around the area called Wawona, which remains under an evacuation order right now. 24 hours ago, Captain, there was no containment, but it looks like now it could be 22 to maybe 25% contained from what we see these different reports. So that is some good news, and they do seem to be confident that they are saving those giant sequoia trees that are in the Mariposa Grove. So you're still going to have some smoke, though. This is going to be going over into parts of northern Nevada, perhaps across I-80 if you're traveling out of Reno tonight, heading towards Battle Mountain. But you're also going to have a lot of heat in that area in addition to some of the smoke. And you also have 10 to 20% chance of some thunderstorms developing in those areas as well, up in the northern Nevada area. This particular condition will extend up 395 towards Susanville over on the California side. We do have excessive heat warning for our friends in Salt Lake City tonight, and a lot of that is going to extend over into the northeastern part of Nevada. We also have a coastal flood advisory. This is going to be in the San Francisco Bay area down towards San Jose. That's going to be king tides coming in, so you want to be aware of that. Also, heat advisory if you're heading up through Northern California, north of Redding, up towards Medford, Oregon, and Southern Oregon on I-5, you've definitely got a heat advisory there. And then also up in the area of Walla Walla up in Southern Washington there, and also across the border into Northern Oregon, we've got a heat advisory going on there tonight as well. Real quick, we have some active rain on the map tonight. This is going to be in New Mexico. It's going to be just a little south and east of Santa Fe, but it's also going to be over near the border with Texas. Of course, this is in the Tucumcari region as you go across I-40. So you want to be aware of that, and that's going to extend a little bit northward and then over into Texas just a little bit. So be careful out there.
All right, we're going to start with the north up along the Great Lakes. You got a little bit of patchy fog along Lake Superior, Lake Huron. The east side of Lake Michigan down there in the southeastern corner right there along Michigan and Indiana, that border, there's some wash coming in there, some lake push coming because of the way the wind's blowing down there. It happens a lot along the shoreline. And then from about, let's see here, from about Port Huron all the way over to Erie, you've got a patch of an area of fog again. That's been there every night since Sunday night, I believe, but it's there again tonight, so you'll have some fog there. You do have some rough seas, and there'll be a small craft warning all the way from Newfoundland down the east coast around Cape Cod on down to Long Island, so be advised of that if you're in a boat or you're planning on going fishing. You might have a little rough sea to get out to where you need to get to. Also, There's a little bit of patchy fog in the Chesapeake Bay area, down in the North Carolina area as well. We do have some fog again down around New Orleans, right along the edge of the Gulf, right over to about Lafayette, just about all the way over there. And then we've got a little bit of, again, it's not necessarily fog, but we've had this stagnant air that's been moving around the south because of all the heat that's there. So there's a little bit of that in the southland right now tonight. That'll probably clear out if the winds pick up a little bit. And depending on which direction they blow, it might blow them off to the east. But if you're traveling on I-20, on I-10, up and down I-45, let's see, I-35 in Texas, you might want to pay attention because you're going to have some severe thunderstorm watches, probably get some bad weather today during the course of the day. You know, Kyle, we haven't had any, and I don't want to jinx anybody, we haven't had any of the T words here lately.
That's good.
So I'm going to just be quiet. I'm not going to mention it.
Yeah. Mention what?
That's right. Mention what? All right. So why don't you tell us why we're going to go to the Pilots and the Flying Jays?
Well, folks, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J travel centers across this great country of ours because they want to be your oasis out on the road. Whether you're a pro driver or if you're RVing this summer or if you're traveling from place to place, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find out the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center on your route, and you can plan your route accordingly. And when you drive in, well, you're going to get fuel, something great to eat, great cup of coffee, something else cold to drink maybe, or other supplies that you need, you want to check out the My Rewards Plus app. That's the rewards program. You can download that for your iOS or for your Android device, and you can start earning points today. You can get great offers as well. Earn up to 4 points per gallon with all your fuel purchases, and also get other great offers as well. That's pilotflyingj.com for the My Rewards Plus app. Also, RVers, don't forget, they've also got great amenities, including RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty. Hold that thought, everybody. Kyle will be back. Kyle and I will be back. For those of you that have to leave us this hour, we'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. But for the rest of us, we're going for the next 3 hours. That's what we do at night, all night long out here on the highways and byways of the U.S. of A., with all of our different affiliates out there across the country. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll see you on the return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.